Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. Glad you are with us on this first day of November. Happy November, if you can believe it. I think the weather feeling a little bit more like November out there this morning. No doubt about that. It's in the 40s. You're going to feel that. There was some fog as I drove through the Chesterfield Valley. Kind of looked spooky, I guess, post-Halloween stuff.
Same.
Yeah. How'd your Halloween go with the little one?
Yeah, it was great. He was a little lobster, and the neighbors, we went to my sister-in-law and brother-in-law's house in Pacific, and this lady had a bubble machine, and it was the best thing. I mean, Easton was all up in there just chasing the bubbles, and he loved it.
That was the hit there, huh? I'm glad to hear that, because at least last night it was cool enough that if you put your kid in a lobster costume or, you know, a furry animal costume. I saw Oscar the Grouch somewhere or something last night. Or Elmo. It was Elmo. That's who it was. Tickle Me Elmo, right? They weren't sweating to death.
Yep.
We got my daughter, famously, my wife's mother, her grandmother went out and bought her a Tigger outfit when she was little. And that on that particular Halloween, it was 70 degrees outside. The child had sweat pouring down her face while we're trying to walk around because she, of course, had to wear the outfit because it cost so much from the Disney store at the time. And
all the kids who had the shorts or the T-shirts on for their costume were probably regretting that last night.
A little chilly last night, no doubt about that. Hopefully you got some candy. We're spreading the calories in our house. I brought some of the leftover candy into the studio this morning.
Thank you, Mark.
To give us that sugar rush.
You know what they say, a moment on the hips, a moment on the lips, forever on the hips.
Yeah, there you have it. So we got lots of stuff to get to this morning. Of course, here we are 3 days out from the election, three business days out, I guess technically two, if you count Friday and Monday, and then voting on Tuesday. But people are voting already. That's the silliness of what's going on in St. Charles County. The question of whether or not you should have watchers in if it's only early absentee voting as opposed to on actual election day. If people are physically in the polls voting, it's voting day. Today is voting day. Today is election day. Go vote. We're going to talk more about that. We're going to talk to a couple of the people running for St. Louis County Council during the show today. We'll get to that for you. We got Wes Martin on a little later. He's the lead pastor out at Grace Church. A3 should be the lead story at each of these sermons. It should have been for weeks now, but it hasn't. That's not necessarily the case at all churches. We're going to talk to the pastor about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour today. And it's our first responder Thanksgiving. We do this each November. I've got the information up on the Facebook page. You can buy raffle tickets for just a dollar and have a chance of winning thousands of dollars in prizes. And the money is all going to Responder Rescue. It's the Responder Rescue ATF, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Raffle that we do every year. And all the money goes to help our first responders. So you can go there. There's a URL code on there. Why can I not say that word?
Because it's 6 o'clock in the morning on a Friday.
A QR code on there that you can scan with your phone, and it takes you right to the site where you can buy the tickets. We're trying to make it as easy as possible. You can even text to enter if you want to do that. Text responder to 33100 on your phone. We're making it as easy as possible. So we'll get to all that coming up. Right now, here are our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I smell a landslide on Tuesday.
That was RFK last. last night speaking at a Tucker Carlson event, and I thought that, you know, he said, I've been on the road for 19 months now, and this is what I believe is going to happen on Tuesday as he's been traveling the country.
ABC is no good. CBS is no good. And in fact, in honor of you, I just sued CBS today because of 60 Minutes.
Yeah, because not because of why he probably should have sued them from when they denied the laptop, the Hunter Biden laptop, 4 years ago, but the fact that they were basically working for Kamala Harris and actively edited their interview with her to try to make her look like not everything that comes out of her mouth is word salad.
The most important thing that we can do when it comes to gun violence is put those who commit it behind bars. I will say that his incident last week maybe convinced me that gun control might be needed for him.
I was wondering how that was going to go last night. Josh Hawley and Lucas Kuntz, the Democrat running against him for the United States Senate, had a debate over on Fox 2, and it was something to hear. Basically, Josh Hawley sliced and diced him for most of the evening.
That order was vacated by the judge that will hear the case tomorrow. So that you know, that order saying, hey, we're, you know, you can't be open, that order's been vacated.
Yeah, that was Kurt Barr, the elections director out in St. Charles County. He was on the Mark Reardon show yesterday afternoon talking about these lawsuits. And here's the thing, and Kurt's welcome on this show anytime in the morning, but I figured since he was just on last night, I'd just use some of that interview with him so he can explain what's going on over there. The guy who filed the lawsuit for the temporary restraining order, it was briefly granted, and then yesterday a judge overturned the temporary restraining order portion of it, but there's still going to be a hearing this morning at 9 o'clock in St. Charles County where they will debate whether or not there should be poll watchers in the polling place. You don't have to be a lawyer to know there should be poll watchers in the polling place. There's no doubt about that, in my opinion. The sad thing about how this came down is Travis Hines told us on the radio yesterday morning, if you were listening, he's the one that filed the suit, that he went to Kurt Barr and said, I want to be in, we need to have watchers in the polls. And Kurt Barr said, no, I'm not going to do that. And he said, you have to do that. And Kurt Barr said, no, I'm not. If you don't like it, sue me. So Travis Hines sued him. And now they're all mad that Travis went to court to try to force them to allow watchers in the polling places.
Let me make sure I understand this correctly as it relates to Missouri law. So they're saying that you should be allowed to be in there as an election watcher or challenger while people are voting. Or is it that you can be in there while the votes are being counted? It sounds like that's what the argument is about, is what does the law actually state in Missouri?
No, well, there are watchers and there are challengers.
Right.
The watchers can be in the polling place while people are actively voting.
Voting, okay.
The challengers are the ones that can be there on the day that the votes are being tabulated with the actual, you know, for this candidate, for that candidate.
So on
whatever.
Election day, that's when the challengers would specifically
yes,
be there.
But
okay.
Watchers can be there at the polls while they're open. And the argument seems to be, well, it's not technically election day yet. Well, then why the hell are we voting?
Right.
We're voting now. People, thousands of people, tens of thousands of people have voted so far.
The election actually ends next Tuesday.
I know. The election period is over next Tuesday, since we now vote for a month at a time. So this is where we are. And, we'll find out what the court says today. My suspicion is it's a slam dunk for Travis Hines, but we're not going to know before this show is over at 9. It hasn't affected the polls being open. I told you that yesterday. I was the first one to report that. The Post and Channel 2 couldn't figure that out for some reason. They reported it errantly the other night, but I told you all along. The goal was never to shut the polls down. The goal was to force Kurt Barr to allow watchers in the polling place. It seemed pretty simple. All he had to do was say yes. But he didn't want to say yes. So that's kind of why we're in the situation we're in today. I mean, I hope there weren't people who didn't go yesterday because of that bad reporting. But that's not Travis Hines' fault. He's trying to push for election integrity in St. Charles County. And that should be a given in one of the heaviest Republican voting areas in the entire state of Missouri, in my opinion. All right. Coming up here in just a couple minutes, we're going to switch our focus here to St. Louis County briefly and the county council race. And what's going on there? There's an opportunity here that I wasn't sure I'd see again for a while for Republicans to actually take a majority on the St. Louis County Council. And that's a very real possibility this time around. We'll talk to Sudhir Rathod. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today. Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When we come back.
Events that shape this world are happening fast. Keep a level head and stay tuned to 97.1 FM Talk for Democracy 2024.
All right, welcome back. We are talking for just a moment about the local races here for St. Louis County Council. A couple of big ones coming up. Mike Archer's running down in County Council District 6, where he won that primary over Ernie Trakas, the incumbent. That was quite a shocker. We're going to talk to Mike a little later because obviously that's a key seat for the Republicans to hold on to down there. And in the 2nd District, there's an opportunity to flip that seat to a Republican. And we've got candidate Sudhir Rathod on the phone this morning running in District number 2. Sudhir, good morning.
Morning, Mark.
Thank you for giving me a few minutes this morning. There's a lot on the line here, right?
Absolutely. There's so much, and we should not be taking any chance.
Yeah, so tell me what motivated you to run.
Well, a couple of things. You know, I have so first of all, my name is Sudhir Rathod. I'm an American Indian. I've been in the St. Louis County for almost 15 years now and served the community in many ways. But the biggest one is I served on the Parkway Board of Education. And then, you know, I also run for Maryland Heights Mayor. So when you are involved in the politics and when you see how things are being handled by the local administration, then you feel like, God, you know, this there needs to be something. Sam Page, how he handles our economy, how he handles the whole pandemic thing, the wasteful spending, it kind of makes you want to run and say, man, you need some help, or we got to fix this. This is not how it's run.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you've listened to this show for any period of time, you know the issues I had with Sam Page. I was shocked that he got reelected after the way he handled the whole COVID mess and shutting down, picking and choosing winners and losers in terms of businesses that were forced to go out of business because he wouldn't let them open his doors and shutting down children's sports and all of those things. And now even dabbling a little bit, it appears, in the county council races, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, misuse of power is, I think, on his top priority. So let me give you an example. I was nominated by the St. Louis Republican Party for the redistricting board after Amy Poker resigned. And he sit on my resume for like months, didn't even take it, and went and find somebody. I guess he's one of his friends or somebody and put him on a Republican seat.
Wow. Well, I mean, you're running in a district that I don't know when the last time a Republican held the second district seat.
Yeah, 20 years.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. And even in that case, I mean, your opponent is Gretchen Bangert. She's a state representative, and she won her primary over apparently the person that would have been Sam Page's choice up there, right?
Yeah, and that's a shocker. So, you know, it's going to be a pretty interesting fight. I have a couple edges that I can feel like, you know, we can flip this. If we all come together, not a single Republican vote wasted, I think we can flip this. So being me coming from an Indian background, I have that Indian community support with, you know, their hearts open. I have my Muslim community supporting me. I have all my Republican friends on my side. I have my Hispanic community behind me. So, you know, I work with a lot of, you know, African-American folks, and they are supporting me. So with all that power, Mark, I think we can win this seat. There is no doubt in this.
You mentioned wasteful spending, and certainly that's a problem in the county. What are the other key issues you feel like that are facing the county right now?
Well, it's just overall the whole budget thing, the responsibility and the transparency. There's nothing major happening in terms of economic development. Rather, he's just closing out the businesses, not supporting them. And that seems like typical Democrat policies, you know, and I'm against that. If you really want to thrive, you have to take care of your businesses. You cannot solely depend on property taxes. And that's why we have huge property tax issues in St. Louis County.
Yeah, very true. And kind of had to bring them kicking and screaming in for the senior property tax relief, it seemed like, to begin with. And well, what's your take on the new county council, the new county office building that Sam Page is pushing for?
And that's another big wasteful spending he's pushing for, you know, the approval. You know, it's just a fire issue. They can fix the sprinklers by spending, you know, a few million dollars. You don't have to spend a $300 million to set up a new building, you know, especially when we don't have money. The county is going to run out of money, I think, by end of 2025, and we are going to be in a major, major issue.
Yeah, it's true, and Sam Page has already talked about the possibility of tax hikes to kind of offset that. I mean, my general approach to that is government's not taxes aren't the problem. Government is the problem, and the fact that they won't control their spending.
Exactly, exactly. And that's why I'm reaching out to all the voters and say, guys, look, this should not be a partisan race, especially with this kind of situation. You have to pick your candidate wisely. You cannot just blindly say, I'm going to vote for a Democrat. You have to understand who's coming with what vision, what their plan is. The way they are setting up right now North County with just a bunch of, you know, warehouses, that's not economic development. You need to have some solid businesses bringing some big jobs that bring a lot of revenue, and that allows the community to thrive.
Yeah, amen. Well, Sudhir Rathod, we appreciate your time this morning, and best of luck there in your second district county council race. I know the voting's already underway. Hopefully we'll have those results next Tuesday.
Absolutely. And I want to wish you, Mark, and your all viewers a happy Diwali, because this is the Festival of Lights for India, and this is one of the biggest. So I wanted to say happy Diwali to all of you guys. And thank you, Mark, for having me on the show.
Absolutely, Sudhir. We will talk again soon. I've had a chance to meet Sudhir several times over the years. Very nice guy. Great guy. So there you go. We're going to talk to Mike Archer coming up. He's running down in District 6 in the southern part of the county. That's going to happen at about 8:08 this morning. Stay tuned. Up next, we'll get you a check of business and check it out of the news with Ethan, 6:45. I should have told Carl to hit the Mark Cox soapbox here, because I'm going to go off for a minute.
Do you want me to do that?
Van Halen fan. Everybody knows that who listens to the show.
What?
But I just read the book Brothers by Alex Van Halen, written in honor of his brother Edward, who passed away 2 years ago. And I was sorely disappointed, because I didn't realize how close I was coming to the end of the book. And anybody who followed Van Halen knows that there were two different singers, right? Three, technically.
Yes, I knew that.
Nobody's counting the third guy. Sammy Hagar and David Lee Roth, right? So he covers the start of the band from their childhood.
Most people go the other way.
Through
though.
David Lee Roth to when Roth quit the band in 1984. And that's where he stops. There is not a mention of the name Sammy Hagar except one time when he mentioned in an earlier chapter that they were at some music festival and Sammy Hagar was there. No, Sammy Hagar.
Oh,
he specifically mentioned Hagar as an independent artist. Never discussed the period of time when Hagar was the lead singer of the band, when arguably they had some of their greatest success. And what a bitter individual he must be to have completely ignored that chapter of the band. And then it just ended. It was just over. Carl said, maybe there's a sequel. I'm like, I don't care. I'm just done with him. Now I know where the problem was in Van Halen.
I could not agree more. I feel strongly about that.
I know you do.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
I'll bet Nicole Murray is a big Van Halen fan, too.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Totally. Like, who's that?
I mean, I know who that is. It's just, you know, it's not my time.
I know. I get it. I had to get that off my chest. I was feeling very angry about that for a while. Yes, very bitter.
I could feel your anger through the microphone. I could.
Hey, loved your makeup, though. I have to say, you and Gordon Deal, and was that Mike who was in there? I mean, with the white face you had on for Halloween, I couldn't really tell.
Yes, it was us three. Those boys have been a trooper with the face makeup that we have done a few times for Halloween.
Yeah, Mark's gotten off easy. I haven't asked him to paint his face or put green spray in his hair.
Mark, we're waiting.
Yeah, no, thank you. I'm good. I wore my garbage bag yesterday. I was a Trump supporter yesterday in my garbage bag, so there you have it. That's the best I could come up with. It included no makeup.
Oh, come on. I know you got it in you.
A little bit of hairspray. That was about it. So
I'm disappointed.
What's going on?
So futures are slightly higher ahead of key jobs data later this morning. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 378, the NASDAQ down 512, and the S&P 500 down 108. Economists polled by Dow Jones expect non-farm payrolls to increase by 100,000 jobs in October. This would mark the smallest increase in nearly 4 years. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate is slated to hold steady at 4.1%. The report drops at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Boeing Machinists union leadership has endorsed the latest contract proposal that includes a 38% pay raise over 4 years and a larger signing bonus. The union is also urging workers to approve the contract. A vote is set to take place on Monday. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage in the U.S. rose for a fifth straight week, returning to its highest level since early August. The rate rose to 6.72% from 6.54% last week. That's according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. That's still down from a year ago when the rate averaged at 7.76%. Wawa has recalled roughly 60,000 of its beverage tumblers due to a laceration hazard posed by the product's metal straw. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission said customers can contact manufacturer Halo Branding Solutions for a silicone replacement or return the tumbler for a $15 Wawa gift card. OpenAI is launching a ChatGPT-powered search engine that could put the artificial intelligence company in direct competition with Google and affect the flow of internet traffic seeking news, sports scores, and other timely information. The original version of ChatGPT was released in 2022. And finally, a new survey by Talk Researcher says that millennials who work from home most likely do so only wearing underwear. However, experts say dressing as though you are at the office can transform your mindset.
That would feel weird. I would not. Yeah, I agree. I would have to maybe not, you know, dress in like a full nice outfit. Like, I'm not going to wear a dress to work from home, but not underwear.
I've done this. 100% have done this. Oh my gosh. Well, okay, maybe not only underwear, but we've had like team meetings or company calls that fall in the early afternoon when the rest of us are home. I'll have like a t-shirt on top, but I won't have pants on. Like, what's the point?
What, didn't Jeffrey Toobin get in some trouble for that on CNN?
Well, I'm careful not to let my bottom half show.
Yeah, I know, but I'm
Zoom
just saying,
calls?
What if you forgot? What, I mean, that's what I don't understand. Now, on radio, until we came up with this whole idea of broadcasting the show live on Facebook and X and all that, we didn't have to deal with cameras. You could most certainly have gotten away with that back then, but no more. I mean, you have to have some kind of clothing on in case you get up to go to the bathroom in the middle of it. They're going to see you from the waist down.
I can't look like a complete troll anymore. I have to look presentable.
Whatever. I think it feels freeing. It's relaxing. I mean, who likes pants anyway? Nobody.
Wow.
Strong opinions about pants,
I'm still a
Nicole.
Fan.
Very, very, very strong opinions. Gordon looked at me sideways when I told him about this story earlier this morning. So he's like, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're wearing pants right now, Nicole.
I may or may not. Ooh. No, yes, I'm wearing pants. I'm in studio. I have to be.
Are there a lot of people upset over there on the East Coast after the Yankees got humiliated by the Dodgers?
Mike Gavin is very quiet this morning.
Oh, man, that was rough. That had to be rough for people living up on the East Coast.
Yeah, it's heavy. It's heavy. And then all of a sudden you have the Jets winning this week. The one time I don't pick them in our football pool. It's like even when New York teams, they are just so frustrating.
That was a good bet, though. I mean, they're like they lost five in a row, right? Why would you bet on them for this past weekend?
Yeah, well, now I'm starting off this week in our football pool with a loss, so I'm pissed.
There you go. Yep, I get it. I get it. I've only played one of those one time, and I won, and then I quit while I was ahead. So.
Oh, good for you. Not a lot of people would have quit while they're ahead, so good for you.
Nicole, thank you.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, have a great weekend. We appreciate that. You got to get some rest this weekend. Next weekend's going to be stressful, no matter who you are. Stressful, I tell you.
Well, we get an hour of sleep extra this Sunday to gear up for Tuesday, but you know, I was saying earlier how I would rather have my, you know, not the early, I'd rather have it be dark later than dark earlier in exchange for that hour.
It's true. I think to get my frustrations out, I'm going to go kill something today. I'm going to go hunting.
I'm going to stay away from you then.
I'm going hunting today.
So is my husband.
Is he really?
Yeah.
He's going deer hunting.
With a bow. Because rifle season hasn't started. So in a couple weeks when that starts, he's going hunting again. It's his birthday tomorrow. And Carl's like, what are you giving him for his birthday? I'm like, well, he's going hunting the entire weekend. So.
Oh, you're leaving him alone.
I'm taking care of our child.
I just have to tell you, you're a good woman, Kim St. Ange. Just let me tell you.
Thank you.
On coming up on Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors, Carl will tell you when that airs this weekend. We have a
3 o'clock
fantastic interview with a 20-year-old young lady from Wentzville, Missouri, who was the first woman in the state of Missouri to draw an elk tag. Like you have to put your name in a lottery, and it only started a year or two ago. And she's the first woman to have her name drawn. Who's put her name in and been drawn to get an elk tag, and she got one. So she's the first woman to harvest an elk in the state of Missouri, and the rack on this animal is taller than her.
Careful.
The rack on this elk is taller than her. She admitted to us in the interview, she's 5'4".
That's how tall
I am. She's standing behind this elk. And the horns are as tall as
she is.
That's
insane.
I mean, it was incredible. It's a great interview. She's a fantastic young lady. And if you get a chance to tune in at 3 o'clock on Saturday, you can listen to
it. And Mark's like, what do you do next? You've peaked at 20.
Yeah,
well,
no
now,
kidding.
You know, black bear hunting season just ended
for
Missouri.
That's what Mark said.
And they were talking about how I guess it was just shy of 6,000 people had requested a permit. And it's the lottery drawing. And they only approved 400 of them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how crazy would that be if you're approved for a permit to go bear hunting in Missouri?
So first, you have to get drawn to get the tag. And then you have, which is hard enough.
Yeah.
It's almost as hard as getting one. And then you have to go out and try to find
them.
And kill
like
one.
We know there's a few around here, but where do you go
to hunt them? I mean, do you just sit there for like a week?
Closer to Arkansas somewhere.
Yeah.
But still, it's funny also how Channel 5 has an article about this, and they said that hunters harvested. I mean, killed, hunted? I don't know. Harvested is an odd choice of words for me, but hunters harvested 12 bears in 2023, 8 bears in 2022, and 12 bears in 2021.
Well, they have no killed. Natural
No, I know they don't. That's
predators.
Why they're saying harvested.
They have no natural predators. You have to harvest them, or the population overgrows. You have to kill them at some point. There's too many of them. It's hunting. I'm going to go bird hunting today.
Aw, see, there's a cute... Of course they have to show cute pictures of bears when about that.
My friend Joe and I are going to go harvest some chuckers today down near Herman. So
some what?
It's going to be for chuckers.
What the heck is a chucker?
It's a little smaller than a pheasant and a little bigger than a quail.
Do you use a dog like you do with pheasant hunting?
We do, because they're out in the field and you have to go and the dog goes on point. It's really cool.
Is there a pheasant call that
they hide
because I know
you.
With a deer that when my husband goes deer hunting he has that little thing that
deer whistle
yes thank you and then sometimes they'll take the
horns
and you yeah. clack them together yeah. clack yeah. them is that a word
and you take the deer whistle and you put
it's
it on
called
your
rattling back. You rattle
thank
them.
You see there clearly you see? I don't go deer
you
hunting
you have to rattle
I'll
them
the
in,
deer.
In order to harvest them.
We had deer sticks last year for like so many months, and they
Isn't
were fantastic.
Like
they are good. You brought
no,
some
I
in.
Heard,
didn't you?
No. That's not for me. I think it was Ryan Wiggins. And you guys, did you eat some? I think it's dog treats.
I did not eat any of that.
Did you, Carl?
No.
I had a Reese's cup. I'm still eating Halloween candy here. Good.
All right, coming up. Also some food left over from yesterday's Halloween party.
You mean the botulism food in there?
What is up with the fact? Everybody who works a morning shift can relate to the fact that the night shifters don't ever put the food in the fridge. I'm not talking just at our office. I think that's a consistent thing. Every place I've worked, you come in the morning and you're thinking, oh my gosh, why was somebody not able to take 5 seconds and put it in the fridge for us early morning people to enjoy it?
We don't get no respect.
18-hour-old corn.
I know.
It's a hard knock life, you guys.
Coming up, we'll get to Ethan within other news. Next hour, J.J. Carafano is going to join us from the Heritage Foundation. Stay tuned.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
It looks like Warner Brothers is exploring a potential Game of Thrones film, marking the franchise's possible move to the big screen. Although still in early development, the idea reflects a shift in Warner Brothers' strategy, moving away from HBO's longstanding preference to keep Game of Thrones exclusively as a prestige TV series.
Wow, that would be awesome.
Nah, I disagree. I think a lot of these shows, they were so well done, you just need to leave it. Like, they're rebooting The Office. Ah, come on. I mean, you already kind of ruined it the last few seasons once Michael Scott left. And I feel like a lot of these shows, they're movies, they do sequels or reboot a show. And it's just, it's very often not as good as the original.
Yeah, but the, I'll just say, the great thing about it is if they do a movie, it doesn't matter what happened in the series. Like actors that they killed off in the, like Cersei or whatever they killed off in the series, they could bring back in the movie and do a movie about that time period. That would be fantastic.
Or maybe rewrite the ending.
Or several of them.
Because that ending was terrible.
Yeah, that's terrible. I would agree with
that. Let him finish the book first, maybe.
That is never going to happen.
Do you know how many pages those books are?
Yeah.
They're huge.
Winter is coming.
He hasn't finished the last one yet.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
A federal judge has ruled that the accuser of Sean Diddy Combs, identified as Jane Doe, must reveal her identity or her lawsuit will be dismissed.
Oh.
Judge Mary Kay, not going to say the last name, can't say it, stated that the accuser's privacy interests must be weighed against the public's right to open judicial proceedings and the defendant's right to a fair defense.
Isn't she a rape victim, potentially?
Yeah,
potentially.
I don't get that.
Huh.
I don't know. Something's going on
there. I thought if you're a sexual assault victim, you shouldn't have to.
You're protected.
Yeah, I would think.
You would think. It looks like Joe Exotic, the former zoo operator and star of Tiger King, announced on social media that he is engaged again, this time to 33-year-old Jorge Marquez from Mexico, currently serving a 21-year sentence in Texas prison for a murder-for-hire plot against Carol Baskins. Joe Exotic shared his plans to marry Marquez in prison and help him seek asylum in the U.S.
That's just a nice story.
So is Marquez serving in prison with him?
No, he is not, but he is not legal. So he's trying to get his... If he Green gets card. Married, he will get his status.
How old is he?
Joe Exotic...
He's got to be in his 50s.
No, I thought he was... I actually saw he was in his 60s.
Is he in his 60s?
Yeah, I believe so.
Wow.
I think I want to say 61.
61, you're right.
Nailed it. A Russian court has fined Google an astronomical amount of 20, I don't even know if this is a word, dekillion. It's 20 with 37 zeros behind it after YouTube blocked 17 Russian TV channels and media outlets. The channels were removed following Russia's 2022 invasion of the Ukraine. The fine issued by Moscow court far exceeds Google's market value of $2.15 trillion.
It's also more, it's like, three times as much money as there is in the world.
Jeez.
These are not serious people, but go ahead.
Chrysler is recalling certain 2025 Ram 1500 trucks due to a potential issue with the front wheel hub encoder ring, which could disable the electronic stability control system. The recalls affect about 34,000 trucks and does not meet federal motor vehicle safety standard requirements for stability control. Owners can check if their truck is affected by visiting the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's website. So go and make sure your truck's not going to fall apart.
Another day, another recall.
Seriously, it's that or Listeria every day. Instagram's head, Adam Mosseri, recently shared that the video quality on the platform can vary on content popularity. In an Ask Me Anything, he explained that the quality of videos for reels or stories may be enhanced or reduced depending on their reach. The approach aims to highlight top quality content, but some worries it puts smaller creators at a disadvantage, as lower reach could result in lower quality videos.
Well, that's... Is it a bandwidth issue, maybe?
I don't... Maybe, but they're just putting out the higher quality, which would explain why ours are probably crappy.
Come on now.
I'm just... Not our content, but
Snacking,
like...
Snacking, Kim. You're close enough to him. It's okay.
I'm not saying the content's bad.
I get it, Ethan. I hear you.
We don't have that many followers. Get out there and follow
Everyone
us on Instagram.
Everyone go follow 97.1 of the Mark Cox Morning Show on Instagram and Facebook.
There you go.
All right.
A woman is suing Subway, alleging grossly misleading advertising over the amount of meat in their steak and cheese sandwiches. After purchasing a sandwich based on the image from the Subway app, she found the actual portion of meat insufficient and claims it constitutes false advertising. Her lawsuit seeks damages for New York customers who bought steak and cheese sandwiches in the past 3 years.
Is it really steak?
Probably
like
not.
Some of their meat is not like really...
It's probably this.
Like really ham or turkey or something, is it? I don't know.
I'm just asking
a fair question.
The portion sizes are always smaller
in person.
At anywhere you go, really.
Yes. They never look like they do on the ad. Mm-hmm. Ever.
Never.
Just never going to happen, for sure. All right, coming up, we got J.J. Carafano is going to join us from the Heritage Foundation. Coming up, we'll get his thoughts a few days out from the election and what's at stake here when it comes to world security. How about that? We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.